And we're sitting here today with Brother H.B. Carney. He is the director of the Mount Pisgah Printing Ministry in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Good afternoon, brother.
Good afternoon. How are y'all?
We're doing good. And, of course, listen, audience, this program airs at 5:15 during the afternoon. And so there's a lot of folks listening on their radios driving down the road, obviously. So thank you so much for taking time with us today. And I'm just going to ask you a few simple questions. We're here at the Mount Pisgah Baptist Printing Ministry in Oliver Springs, Tennessee, about 30 minutes west of Knoxville, off of I-40 a few miles. And this is a printing ministry that focuses on just about anything. I mean, from what types of printing do you do here?
We just mainly do scripture printing. We'll do booklets of John and Romans. We'll do English New Testaments. We'll do English whole Bibles. And that what we try to do is get that to the missionary at no charge, okay? As God provides the funds and the money, we give it to missionaries at no charge and then to churches in the States and things like that. We'll sell it to them for the donation cost plus the postage, what we have in them and things like that.
So, and a lot of times churches help to raise funds for those projects. Yes. On behalf of those missionaries or churches. Today is, on Tuesdays, they have, what do you call today? What is today?
This is the Print Shop Volunteer Day.
Okay, so Print Shop Volunteer Day. Me and my family came for this. And so what they do on Print Shop Volunteer Day is they have tables for collating Bibles. And so if somebody wanted to get involved in putting scripture together, how do they go about what is the process? Just give us a general idea of how it works.
Okay. Well, they just contact us. And, of course, this group that we have here is one that's been here ever since the ministry's been going on. You know, our standard group from Mount Pisgah and a couple other churches that was here all the time. And so then we get, someone can call here and we'll set up a time for them to come. And the only problem we have sometimes is we're out of paper, if we're out of work. You know, sometimes we can't do it that particular week, but we can do it at another time. And we'll try to be accommodating as we can. Okay. And sometimes we have to cancel, or sometimes people cancel us too, so it works both ways. But we'd be glad to have them, you know, help them to come by and do that and everything. But like I said, you know, we have, like today, we have, I think we had 50 here or more today. We had an exceptional day today. And they have put together over 3,000, about 3,500 New Testaments and whole Bibles together, and they've been putting down Spanish and Spanish New Testaments today.
Yeah, our family, of course, we're a homeschool group, but we were able to put together some Spanish Bibles ourselves. You stopped for lunch, so do they serve lunch every Tuesday?
Well, this particular group we do. We have a lady that comes in on this particular day, not none of the other times when anybody else comes in, but we do have a kitchen for you to use, okay? Right. So you can use that kitchen or whatever and that. But you know,
so if a group were to come in, they could spend some time here in the morning putting Bibles together and then either go out and have a picnic lunch somewhere, or they could eat lunch here either way.
They could bring their lunch here or bring something if they wanted to do. They could do that. It's, you know.
So let's talk a little bit about the printing ministry itself. So we're sitting actually in the building. You're hearing behind me, you're hearing folks volunteering, working of all ages. There's folks here. I saw veterans here today. I saw elderly folks here today. Last time we were here, we saw another church group that had come by to volunteer. Another church group from a different church had come by. I would say that you probably would accommodate a youth group to come by and work, or a group of senior saints to come by, that type of thing.
Yes, senior saints is really good because they can come during the week. We work Monday through Thursday, 10-hour days, and I have to set up special time if we come in on a Saturday or something like that. But senior citizens, that's a great thing for them to have fellowship and to put the Word of God together, and it's something that they can do, okay? And not only if those that can't walk around the table and collate, we have jobs for sitting down, for checking to make sure they're in order. And we have a certain way that we do that. And it's
so they can do anything from collating the scripture to quality control or anything. So when we talk about collating the scripture, so when you have a big New Testament or a big full Bible, it inside of that, it contains other smaller portions that are pieced together, and then they have a cover put on them, and then they're trimmed and so forth. And this ministry does all of that. So in the back, over your shoulder, in the very back corner, there is a printing press. Tell us a little bit about the printing press here.
Okay, it's a News King press. It has two webs, and it makes a 64-page signature, okay? For you not being in printing, it's kind of hard to describe what that is, but that's 64 pages of the Bible that's printed at one time. And for instance, if we're going to do a New Testament in English, it takes 5 signatures, okay? If we do a whole Bible in English, it will take those 5 signatures for the New Testament and I think 12 more signatures for the whole Bible, okay? And it's different for each one. Like Spanish is a little bit smaller. It's 4 signatures for New Testaments, and I think 11 whole signatures for a whole Bible and things like that. It just depends on what we do and how it's laid out. And we lay everything out the same because that's the standard way that we do it here. And it's always the finished size is 5.25 by 7.5 book, depending on the thickness. You know, whole Bible is going to be 1.25 inches, and then you have 1/2 inch and then a 1/16 of an inch for John and Romans. But that's basically what we do and how it works, and that's what a signature is. It's kind of hard to explain that over the thing without you seeing it, what it looks like, okay? But you can go on our website if you want to go on there, on mountpisgahprinting.com, and you can see the machines and that. And that reminds me, I'll have to update this thing because after this radio conversation, I'm gonna have to show how they are collating, so you get an idea of what the signatures are. So I'll have to do that. So this will make me do something I need to do.
Well, that's good. So now that's the printing press itself, and then you have a machine over here in front of us that cuts everything, and they get it stacked in order for the book to be finalized. Right, there's a machine for that.
That's called perfect binding, okay? And what that does is we'll lay that book on the conveyor. It'll drop it into its pocket, and it'll take a 1/16 inch off the spine side, and then it puts glue on the spine side, and then it puts a cover on, and then it clamps it on, and then it sends it through the cutter. That's how the process is there. And we'll run about 800 whole Bibles an hour or 2,400 New Testaments an hour.
So 800 whole Bibles in 1 hour.
Is bound. And it's not collated, that's just bound.
Right, and all the collation happens by hand by the volunteers that come in.
Yes.
So how many years have you been here?
I've been here 41 years.
41 years. And then I know for a fact that Mount Pisgah is moving forward. This ministry is actually doing more. And so last year, the number, do you remember what the number was last year?
I think it was about 1.2 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. In the last 4 or 5 years, we've been doing over $1 million a year. That's just the way things have happened, that we've working with Direct Line Ministries. It's opened up those doors for us to send to more missionaries like the Spanish-speaking countries. That's what we do the most of is Spanish and English and different things like that. And then special occasions, like we've had a Chinese text that we just did, about 250,000 of those that are going to different places, like in the States where there's a lot of Chinese people, and also to different, you know, to the country over there where they can kind of smuggle them in or whatever, you know, things like that.
Is there a verse or a story or a portion of Scripture that means a lot to you when it comes to the Word of God and printing the Word of God?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Psalm 68:11. It says this: "The Lord gave the word; great was the company of those that published it." And if you talk about a company, it's a host of people, okay? It's a group of people, or I don't know, you would say churches or congregations or individuals or businesses, people that have a heart for the Word of God who want to see people saved, or to see people that do not have a copy of the Word of God, that they can get involved and get this Word of God, which is very important, the gospel, to those who've never heard. And that's what we want to do. We want to get it to those who have never heard, because there's like 3,000 languages still that have not been published in anything, okay? And so we're open to do some new scriptures also, as long as it's not copyrighted, okay?
Right. So when you throw in copyrights, that messes everything up.
That messes everything up. See, the Word of God should not be copyrighted ever, no matter, I don't care who you are. What they do is they worry about getting money. That's all it's about. It's not about reaching souls. It's about the money that's involved that they can do it. It's like the church, you know, if you go back to the old scriptures in the Old Testament, the scribes were the ones that wrote the Bible out hand by, you know, and then that's the only way they got scripture. And then thanks to the Gutenberg invention, you know, the printing press and that typeset, they were able to do more that way. But then they turned it back, instead of the church doing it, they turned it back to the world. Now the world sells the Bibles back to the church when it should be the church doing the printing and giving the Bible out.
Well, our pastor is passionate about that, Pastor Randy Barton. He is passionate about the fact, that very fact, that, and I won't mention the company names, but the big printing presses that one day they'll be putting out pornographic material, and the next day that same building will be putting out, you know, 99 cent New Testaments, and that's actually a disaster that's taking place. You mentioned something that is also I wanted to bring out today, and you've already brought it up. That's wonderful, and that is that there's a lot of languages that have an existing translation that, because of a copyright, okay, and regardless of the motive behind that, because of the copyright, gospel printing ministries cannot get their hands on it. I'm dealing with that right now in South America. A missionary with our mission board is struggling. There's an indigenous group of people. There's about 160,000 natives in that particular people group in South America, a couple of different countries. And they have a Bible in their language that's been translated. But a certain group of people own the copyright to it. And so we can't get it in here. Like, if I wanted Mount Pisgah to print that, we wouldn't be able to do it. I can't even get the PDF file for it, because unless you pay a fee or a fine per Bible, they won't allow that to happen. So that's, and I mean, there's lawyers involved in all kinds of things. The second, years ago, I was in Europe, in Scandinavia, and I was working with a translator there, and he wanted to do a bunch of Bibles at a festival. And the Lutheran Church owned the copyright to the Danish text. And he couldn't get, they wanted, Brother HB, they wanted $70 per Bible to print Bibles, or to print one verse of any Bible. So we got a translator, an independent Baptist translator, and he was able to translate a few verses and make a gospel track. And we printed them on an old offset press. I took a suitcase and filled it up, flew over there, and we stood at the gate of that carnival and passed out gospel tracts right across the street from the Lutheran Church, who won't let the people have a Bible. They won't print it. The beautiful thing about the King James Bible is that for over 400 years, it has been freely printed and distributed without any copyright on it.
That's true.
So the millions that you've done here of the King James Bible, you've not had to worry about it. And we know that that's the perfect preserved Word of God, and it's made to be done that way. But it is difficult to deal with copyrighting the Scripture and having to worry about who can print it and who can't print it. Obviously, ministries like this are not in the business of marketing their Bibles. It's not that. It's not that we want the copyright so that we can market a Bible. It's we want to freely distribute that.
Right. I think we have worked with some people that, one of them was Wycliffe, okay, Bible translators, and they will copyright what they do, okay, but they give you the permission to print it as long as you don't sell it. And when we give it to a missionary, it's not sold.
Right.
So that's how we have done a few like that in the past with that, okay?
And that's reasonable. Yes. And a lot of ministries do that for the purpose of protecting it so that people won't get it and abuse it or sell it and make a bunch of money off of it. And I understand that process. That makes sense.
That would be like if we were able to translate here and do it. Yes, I would put a copyright on it just so nobody else could do it and make money off of it.
Yeah.
So we could give it away to...
But you would, if a missionary came and said, "Hey, I need 1 million Bibles. I've got a printing press. I can handle it. But I'd like to have a," and you would be able to negotiate with them a way for them to do it.
Right. You know, because, you know, it costs things to produce no matter what you do. Okay. And that's the thing. It's going to cost you to buy the paper, you know, and all those things there, and the cover stock and the glue and everything there that has to be done. And I think people understand that. And I don't think they look at it that way, or I hope they don't look at it like that.
Oh, in the King James text, the language is these two words, filthy lucre.
Yeah.
And that is where you have somebody that is taking something decent and honest,
right,
and trying to make an unnecessary profit off of,
right,
it.
Yeah.
And the Word of God should never be in a position,
yeah,
like that, where,
yeah,
somebody is pocketing a bunch of money.
Right.
If the gospel is to be, like this group that we're dealing with in South America, it's a terrible thing because there's 160,000 people waiting on a Bible,
right,
and they can't get one, mm-hmm, because a group of people at a round table in an office building somewhere is not allowing it.
Here's what you need to do. Put yourself in those 160,000 people's place and say you want to hear the gospel and you can't get it. How would you feel, okay? And you don't know all the truth. You haven't heard it yet. You haven't heard the gospel. And if you die, you're going to go to hell.
Any lost businessman, a lost businessman, we'll see the Bible as something that could be very profitable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a disaster. Mm-hmm. And it's happening all over the world today.
Yes. I agree with you. I don't know. I'm just kind of trying to think here of how to answer that or say something to that question, but it's kind of like it's a no-brainer to me. You know, why would you want to sell something that is going to help somebody spiritually, you know, mentally, all those things?
The study Bibles that I have at home, I've got some expensive Bibles, and the expense that I pay for is in the quality of the cover. Like I've got a R.L. Allen study Bible that's got a really nice binding on it, because I preach all over the place and I have to have a tough Bible that can withstand a lot of usage. There are notes in there that are copyrighted in that text. They're, whether it's Scofield notes or whatever, those notes, that system in there is copywritten, and there's a cost with that because that particular author spent a lot of money and time and effort making those things. I understand that. But when it comes to the text of the Word of God, such as Genesis 1:1 or John 3:16 or Revelation 1:1, those texts from Genesis to Revelation should never be profited off of. And I think that's wonderful. So let's change gears a little bit here. Do you, the ministry has been, I'm seeing this paper for, so this is 50 years.
Yes, we've been, this will be 50 years in May that print, the Mount Pisgah Printing Ministry has been in existence. And we're going to have Print Shop Sunday on May the 26th. We are working on a book that I'm working on, which I don't know if I bit off more that I can chew or not, but we're going to try to get a book ready with some things. And then on that day, the 26th, we're going to start church at 10 o'clock. The Sunday school services won't have no Sunday school. We're going to start in the main auditorium so that we'll have a lot of time. We got, there's a one man in particular that's coming that was here when it started, and he's going to be here and talk to, his name is Bobby Lamon. He's with Bible Literature Foundation, but he was here when Mount Pisgah started. And we're going to, he's going to come up, and we're going to let him say some things. And I've tried to find pictures back then. A lot of people didn't take pictures back. They didn't like they do today, because we got a phone. We can take a picture, click, click, we got it. But back then, they didn't do that. And so we've been doing some things and trying to, you know, it started in the basement of the church in May of 74. And there's some things we've have uncovered and trying to, you know, get things right, you know, how it was started and everything. But it's amazing. 50 years, it started out in the basement of the church. A man by the name of Don Fraser, who was a missionary to Mexico, came and presented the ministry here. He first came, Brother Ely was the pastor at the time. He and his wife, and then Brother Fraser and his wife, and then another family up here, the Turnbills. They got to, back in 73, before they started it, they had a meal, and they was talking about it and about starting a printing ministry, and that's it. And here it is. It's been here 50 years now.
So the building that we're in right now, what's the size of this building?
This building is 20,000 square feet, 100 by 200. So it started out in the basement of the church in a Sunday school classroom.
Wow. Okay. And so now you've got, you know, this very, very well-managed building, concrete floor, several garage doors, some good equipment. The Lord has taken care of this place. There's a kitchen. There is a eating area here. There's some office space. And the Lord has taken care of the expense of all of that. Mm-hmm. And you step back and you look at it and you think, wow, what a miracle. The Lord did this. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Mm-hmm. If you were standing in front of a group of people right now and you had a couple of things that you could say that you felt like were very important about Bible publishing in general or this ministry in general, what would it be, a thing or two? What would you say to them that's important about printing the Word of God?
Without people, you won't be able to do it. Without people that have a heart for God, for the Word of God, to want to see people saved, that it wouldn't be anything. And you just can't come in here and, you know, it's a heartthrob, okay? It's God's heartthrob, and it should be our heartthrob too. His the main business of what God has should be our main business, and that is getting out to reaching souls.
Well, the Bible says that He magnified His Word above His own name, yes. Mm-hmm. And He considers His Word to be a very important and precious thing. Yes. So, folks that, and maybe you can comment on this, folks that would love to serve the Lord, but they work 40, 50 hours a week like most hardworking Americans do. They don't have time to get on a boat or a plane and go on a mission trip. They don't have time to sit down with a missionary and help a missionary with a project. But they do have one day or a few hours they can come by this place and get some hands on putting the Word of God together.
Yeah, and if you can't do that, you can always do this. Okay, and I'm don't mean
go
to,
for it.
But you can send a paper missionary for 25 cents. You can send a booklet of John and Romans to the field.
Wow.
For $1, you can do a New Testament. For $3, you can do a whole Bible. Okay, you say I'm not a beggar. Okay, I'm not. I'm just saying this is what we have the cost in them, and if you can't do that, then you could take and donate. And that money will go to printing the Bibles and then getting them shipped to a missionary on the foreign field, okay? So not everybody, God don't call everybody to be a missionary. However, he does, when you're saved, I think you are a missionary. You know, your life is a testimony, your life is a witness. And then, but if you can't, get here to work or anything like that and you want to be involved, that's the next best way to be involved. You can send that like that by doing that, okay? And you have a part in that, okay? And that Bible that goes to that person that gets saved, man, when you get to heaven, that's a reward, but we're going to cast those at his feet because they don't mean anything. Just to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servants, is what I want to hear, okay?
Brother HB, now, I'm not trying to pull at your emotions right now, but...
But you are, I'm getting it, okay?
40 years,
mm-hmm.
And the last line of Amazing Grace says, when we've been there 10,000 years, mm-hmm. bright shining as the sun. So 10,000 years in heaven... And you bump into somebody that got a John and Romans or a New Testament or a full Bible, and God gave them enough grace to know that that came from Mount Pisgah Printing Ministry. We have no idea. There's no way to calculate that. I think that's one of the beautiful things about fellowship in heaven is that not only will we be with the Lord, forever with the Lord, but we will be with those others from every kindred, tribe, and tongue. Which means, okay, Mark 13:10 says, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. And that is very convicting for me. And I know that that's talking about God's engine getting behind his word and the demand that God has to reach every nation with the gospel. I'm getting stirred up just sitting here talking about it. The truth of it is, though, you said it a minute ago, how many languages are without?
3,000 at least.
So there's at least 3,000 language groups in the world that don't have a Bible to hold in their hand.
Right, that's right.
So now I don't think that God is falling short on his responsibility of calling the people to do it and providing for the people to do it. And I'm going to get a little preachy here for a minute. Perhaps you're listening today and God has dealt with you about that. I know a guy that spent a majority of his life in a translation project and doesn't know what's going to happen with it. And I told him, I said, listen, the Lord knows, and the Lord knows exactly where that's going to go. I was in Denmark about 10 or 15 years ago with a King James Bible translator. And I sat in his kitchen, and he's translating the Bible into the Faroese language, which is a little group of island in between Iceland and Greenland. Okay? Nobody even knows. If there were 10 people standing here, just like me and you, probably over half of them would not even know that there was a nation called the Faroese Islands, okay? But they are people just like me and HB sitting here. And I have my red Bible, I have my black Bible, I have a Bible on my phone. I'm sitting in a room with, is it fair to say, tens of thousands of copies of the Word of God in some form? And we are very, very blessed to have that. And so let's run those numbers again. The dollar figures on what it costs to get these things printed.
Okay, 25 cents for a John and Romans, okay? $1 for a New Testament and $3 for a whole Bible. Now that could vary with the different languages if they got more like Chinese and things like that. A John of Romans would probably jump up to about 35 or 40 cents because of it being so thick, okay? A bit more signatures, okay? But mainly, we just keep everything at that same price to do
right.
It like that.
So ballpark figure, a yeah. quarter, a dollar, and $3,
yeah. Well,
thereabouts.
And then, if you want to look at, I just throw some figures out here that will boggle your mind. A truckload of paper is like $29,000. the cover stock to do that is going to cost you about $15,000 to do that, the cover stock. And then you have the glue and the ink that all goes with that. But that's, you know, that's what we got to have to do it.
So a full tractor trailer load of paper and a full tractor trailer load of cover stock, or whatever, that
half truck load cover stock.
And then the material to put it together, and then you have volunteer labor and so forth. That's $50,000 to accommodate a tractor trailer load of paper.
And theoretically, you will get probably 20,000 whole Bibles out of a truckload. And, oh, man, I'm trying to think here. I want to say 300 and some thousand John and Romans and about 125 to 150,000 New Testaments.
So listening right now, on I-26 or I-40 or I-240, there's business people that are listening.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I know them. I know for a fact. And if you would like to make an investment to get the gospel around the world, contact the radio station. They'll call me, and I'll put them in contact with Brother HB directly here at the printing ministry. Now, the website is, again?
I want to say Mount Pisgah Printing.
I'm going to look it up right now while we're talking. It's okay. You can go to Mount Pisgah Baptist Church. They have a website.
Yeah.
But the printing press, let's check this out here. And then what is the, do you know the physical address here for the building?
Yes, it's 115 Old Hen Valley Road, Oliver Springs, Tennessee, 37840. And that's Old, O-L-D, and Hen, H-E-N, Valley Road.
And that's, we're in between Knoxville and Harriman, or in between Oak Ridge and Harriman?
Yeah, between Oak Ridge and Harriman. You're about, outside of Oak Ridge, you're about 10 or 12 miles, something like that.
And it's a great place. There's there's mountains here and beautiful forestry, and we've got a railroad nearby, and there's the church here. The church has various ministries. They're involved in over 200 missionary projects around the world. And okay, so the website, all right, so make a note of this, mountpisgahprinting.com, and that's just like Mount Pisgah, and we're the radio station, that area, that's Pisgah Forest, the same spelling. Mount Pisgah, P-I-S-G-A-H, mountpisgahprinting.com. And they also have a Facebook page. And then the church is mountpisgahbaptist.com.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, if you want to go on there to give or anything like that, if you go on our website, it'll send you to where to give, which will really be on the church's website. And you'll see where it says give, and then just go under there, it says fund, and it says either printing ministry or telethon, because we do a telethon every May for the last 25 years. That's how we raise some of our paper money. We call it Bible Publishing Month. May is Bible Publishing Month, and we'll have 12 hours at a radio or the TV station here in Oak Ridge. Gives us 12 hours of time to raise paper money and equipment money, and local churches come in and help us and spend time with us on the radio.
When is this again?
This is May. Well, okay. It's Channel 12, BBB TV 12.
Is it also like on YouTube or Facebook or anything like that, or do you know?
It should be, yeah. But you can go on to bbbtv.com, I think, and watch it. It's Friday, May the 17th, from 6 till 10. And then the following Friday, the 24th, from 6 to 10. And the 25th on Saturday, from 8 to 12 in the morning.
That is fantastic. So our listening audience is very well into that type of thing. We've been doing that for this gospel radio station. So, okay, so that's wonderful. And Brother HB, here, is there anything else you'd like to add before we close this? Okay, so here, I'm going to say a few more things, and when I'm done, I want you to pray for us. So,
okay. I just want to say thank you for you, Brian, for letting me have this opportunity to talk. I don't do very well on these things.
You're great.
But anyway, especially on videos. But I just want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. And I know, you know, everybody has things they need to do and all that, but thank you for your time for listening, and I just pray that the Lord will just bless you all for anything you do or whatever y'all do.
Well, this program airs at 5:15 every day. Our pastor, Dr. Randy Barton, has this program to bring up important subjects of conversation, and he asked me to do this, and so I'm here just to bring this ministry to the information of the listeners. And we have a lot of listeners. And if y'all are listening right now, mountpisgahprinting.com. Go look at it. And if you're looking for something to invest in, and I've been raising money for ministries since I was 14 years old, Brother HB. Mm-hmm. So for 27 years, I've been raising money for ministries. And if you'd like to do something with a little bit of your tax money, a good investment that you, and I'm not that, there's a lot of people that get on fundraisers, they get on there and they say, if you'll give a dollar, God will give you two back. They make statements like that. We don't have no evidence of that. God rewards us in ways that sometimes we don't even realize, okay? The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, not give when it's given unto you or after it's given unto you. He already gave to us. He gave us air in our lungs. He gave us the blood of Jesus Christ. He's already given to us multiple times, mm-hmm. food and raiment we have, but we're told to give. And this ministry is, I've been involved with it. I have been in the middle of this thing and I've watched these folks work, and they have gospel music playing over on a stereo over here, hymns. We're singing along with it today. Folks from all ages, like I said, my five-year-old will walk through the line with my wife and help her stack it together. And then we've got older folks that come in here on a wheelchair and a walker and sit in the chair at the table, and we'll be quality control and make sure that all the lines are in order and everything's turned the right way so that when it goes through the knife, it's not messed up. It doesn't get flung all over the place. And then there were guys with their earplugs in the back running the printing press. And then there was guys that, it's amazing how it's all working together. And God did that. Great was the company that published it, the group of people that published it. And so if you can, if you'd like to, reach out on the website, find the contact information, reach out and say, I'd like to bring my young people for a morning and put Bibles together for a few hours. And then you can, on the way back home, you can stop at Dollywood, or you can go by and go visit the aquarium or whatever. There's all kinds of things you can do.
Yeah. We've had people come in here from Texas on their way to go to the Creation Museum and the Ark and stop by.
Wow. See, that's, yeah, and if you're anywhere in the Southeast, you can hit 75 right down the road here on 40. It's not, 75 is not far from here, and you can turn north and go that way. But it's worth your investment. And if you're listening, you got some tax money coming in, or you're a business and you want to make an investment, this is the place to do it. And you can find it, more information about it, at Mount Pisgah. They're wanting to do more every year, and with doing $1.2 million last year, it'd be nice to do more than $1.2 million this year, yes, and even more and beyond. Is it hard to get paper right now, or is that an easy thing to get a hold of?
Right now, it's a little hard. You have to have a 60-day advance when you're ordering it. And I don't know what happened this time, but something happened, and we're running short right now, and our collating is not up to par right yet where we need to get some on there. But it should be here, hopefully, by the second week of May instead of the middle of June. So she's pulled some strings and done something for us. The ladies helped us out and done some.
So is that a full load that you're getting?
That's a full load, and I think I ordered two loads. So hopefully I'll get one, and then the next one will be in shortly, right behind it. So we'll.
Is all this paid for, or
it'll be paid for when we get it?
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. Okay, so here in just a moment, I'll let you close in prayer. And then we'll close the program out today. And thank you so much for listening today. And make sure that you pray about how you can get involved. And again, if you can't bring a group by to put Bibles together, then perhaps you can send an offering. Again, it's a quarter to do a John and Romans or thereabouts. It's a dollar to do a New Testament. And it's $3 to do a full Bible. And I'm sitting here literally in the middle of thousands of all of that I just told you about. And I'm watching it with my own two eyes, and it's a beautiful thing. Go ahead and pray for us.
Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for this day. And Lord, I want to thank you for your son, Jesus, first of all, most important thing of all, for salvation. And then, Lord, for the opportunity to work in a ministry such as this. And Lord, I pray that as we talked here today about the printing ministry, about how that people can get involved and how that your word is the most important thing in this world. Lord, everybody needs the gospel. And Lord, I thank you for those that listened. And Lord, I just ask that you would speak to hearts. And Lord, whatever you would have them to do, Lord, that'd be great. Lord, because you're in it, and I know that. And Lord, we just ask for you to bless this ministry. We ask you to bless those that have heard about this. And Lord, we just ask you to bless them as they do at their church and their where they go and what they do, Lord, that you just bless them. And Lord, thank you just for the blessings, Lord, of being able to tell about your word and about your work and all what you do and how you've done things. And Lord, about the things we hear, the stories we hear from the missionaries and getting the Bibles out and those things there, Lord, it's just a blessing. And Lord, I don't know, I sometimes get to stumble on my words, but I just want to praise you and thank you for your mercy, your grace, your goodness, and for your watch care overs and your care for us. And you're such a wonderful Savior now. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm Pastor Brian Coates, sitting in for Pastor Randy Barton. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And Lord willing, he'll be back tomorrow.